News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Probably nothing more Irish than hurling and camogie. And the Camogie Association, as you will be aware, has voted to give players the choice of wearing shorts or a skirt. Brian Malloy is the chairman, the president of the Camogie Association. I caught up with him earlier and I asked him for his reaction to the outcome of last night's historic vote.
Absolutely delighted. I'm very proud of the delegates, sometimes maligned. They did a fantastic job over the last 2 weeks. I engaged with all of them over the last 2 weeks personally, with the chairs of the relevant units, the county boards and the provincial councils and education councils. But I asked them to do one thing for me, and that was to engage with their membership. We have 124,000 members. We have 94,000 playing members. So it was a big task of work for them to get out there and make sure that they had engaged with their members and listened to the player's voice. And I'm very proud of our delegates, and I'd like to thank them, and I'd like to thank the members on the other side for engaging with the delegates and giving the delegates the information needed so they could come up to our special Congress and make such an overwhelming stand in favour of choice and in favour of maintaining the integrity of our game.
And does that,
it was so important.
Does that choice kick in straight away from because, today?
Yeah, it's already in play, believe it or not.
Okay.
We made the decision at Congress that if the motion was passed, this was decided prior to the holding of the vote. So there were actually five motions, Shane, but we took them as one. One was the substantive motion and the others were just technical motions to provide for things like sponsorship changes and that sort of stuff. So they are now already in effect, with one exception where we recognised from talking to manufacturers and talking to the players and the county boards. So obviously from our perspective going forward as an association, we want to make sure that our players still look uniform and still look professional on the field. So the shorts should have a crest on them the same as the skirts would have done. That's not going to be doable overnight.
Okay.
So what we said was the requirement to have your crest on your shorts is being deferred out. 1st of July, that one come in. But players, this weekend, our Glendimplex Championship kicks off or throws in. Players will be allowed under rule to wear shorts. As long as they're the same colour and same overall design as the skirts that their team are using, they'll be allowed to wear shorts in those games.
I was at a camogie game, coaching a camogie game last night. At the end, at the final whistle, I was able to tell the players that this resolution passed. One of them actually, one of their first reactions was, "Can we still wear skirts?" Do you think many players will continue to wear the skirt?
Huge numbers. In one case, a group of 41 15-year-old girls were out, and their coach polled them. 36 of them wanted to keep playing in their skirt. Another group of 31 players who were out playing, and again, 25 of them want to keep playing in their skirt. Tens of thousands of girls, and I know it doesn't suit some people's narrative, but tens of thousands of our players all across the country enjoy playing in the skirt, find them comfortable, and want to keep them. And we can get back focused on the game of camogie. And one of the things that I will just finish on, Shane, if you don't mind,
yeah,
one of the things that I am asking for is that camogie and football and hurling should be added to our national school curriculum. Every girl in the country should be given the opportunity to learn how to play our national sport. And every boy also. It should not be a function of what your teacher likes or what your teacher's background is. Every girl and every boy all across the country in every national school should, as a matter of fact, be taught how to play our national sports.
That was Brian Malloy, president of the Camogie Association, talking to me a little bit earlier.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.